Say hello to head coach Eric Schilling for the Nazareth Swiftettes this morning. Had a good ball game Tuesday night against Crest, the final 78-17. So kind of walk us through that game, coach.
Yeah, it was another really solid effort, I felt, from us, especially defensively. You know, they've got some good players, some good scores, and I felt like we did a good job of just keeping them in check. And, offensively, you know, we were able to get out to a good start and hit some shots early and kind of look to run forward. You know, we want to play fast, and, you know, so we were able to get some transition stuff to kind of, I guess, get it in our control early. And then, you know, I thought we did a good job of just staying pretty solid all the way through. And, you know, being the last home game of the year, you know, on senior night and everything, you always want that to be a good game, especially for your seniors. And so I thought the other players really did a good job of doing that and giving them a good farewell game, I guess, in their home gym.
Talk about some of the seniors, because it's always a game you'll remember. I remember the last play on the football field as a senior, so you want to always have some good vibes on that. So talk about some of the seniors that are leaving.
Yeah, we've got two seniors, just really great leaders for us, Maddie Brockman and Lexi Romakers. You know, Maddie is she's just a great defensive player for us and a great point guard, and you know, she controls a lot of what we do. She's able to push us to play at a high speed on both ends of the floor. So I just think she's one that gives opposing teams a lot of fits, especially with her defense. You know, Lexi, she's just been a really solid presence for us inside, offensively and defensively. So whenever you have that, you know, it opens a lot of things up for our guards. And she just does a great job of running the floor as well and keep getting our offense going early. And, you know, but with all that being said, you know, they're just really – good leaders and just great kids to have on our team that you want to see do well and have a great season.
Talking to Brian at the Stock Show a few weeks ago, he said he's ready for things to slow down a little bit. He's having a hard time keeping up.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's a lot going on, and you know, I think that says a lot about these kids' character and their toughness. You know, they're able to you know, to manage a lot everything going on and not only manage everything they do, but to do well in everything they do, whether it's, you know, with basketball and stock shows and all that going on. They both take up a lot of time, you know, but they, you know, they just know how to handle it so well, and they've got great support around them. And whenever you have that, you know, it kind of provides just as a motivator for you as well to just want to do well in everything that you do, and they do that, and they shoulder it very well.
Well, it's playoff time Monday night up in Vega. Tell us what's going on with that.
Yeah, we're anxiously waiting around. You know, tonight, Happy and Lasbuddy, they were tied for fourth in our district, so they're playing that off tonight in Dimmitt. You know, so everything kind of relies on that. If Lasbuddy wins, then that would put us big school, and we'll play Boys Ranch on Monday in Vega. If Happy goes on to win, then that would put us small school, and we'll be playing Wildorado. So it's kind of just a sit-and-wait game, you know, it's kind of hard to start preparing because we don't even know who we're playing yet. But, you know, I know we're all anxiously waiting to see how that game goes so we can get ready preparing for that first round of the playoffs.
Talk about some of the players from Tuesday night's game that went out and performed well.
Well, like I said, just a very well-rounded effort, I felt like, for us. You know, I feel like, you know, Cambry Clevenger, she's been such a solid presence for us, score. You know, and I thought she played really well. She's one, you know, Maddie really looks to push her offense, and you know, Cambry's the one that's usually running the floor ahead and really putting a lot of pressure on the defense early just to get back. You know, and I think, you know, it was a game where everybody scored, everybody contributed, and you know, with Maddie and Cambry, and then you know, Jolie, she kind of got us going. She hit a couple threes early in the first quarter, and you know, it kind of relaxes everybody else. And with this team, it seems like when one hits, it kind of spreads to everybody else. And, you know, Kate Brockman, just a steady presence inside. And, you know, she gets a lot of loose balls, makes a lot of hustle plays. And, you know, then whenever we start bringing kids off the bench, we talk about our level of execution doesn't drop. You know, I think our level of play doesn't drop. You know, Addie Schulte comes in and she just kind of plays inside out for us. And, you know, she was able to get some buckets inside and out for us because she's able to do that. And then, you know, McKinley and Brindley come in and just, again, solid presence defensively. And you know, they were able to hit some shots as well for us. So whenever you have that, those contributions from everybody, I think it makes it really tough for opponents. And it was just one of those games where everything was clicking for everybody.
Good luck Monday night up there in Vega, and we'll check back next week and see how things are going.
All right, I appreciate it.